If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
The mayor of Arlington Heights joins us. How are you, Mayor Tenaglia?
I am well. How are you?
Doing great. I mean, disappointed. I mean, you should have seen what happened at this radio station on Friday when we got the news. What? Nobody could believe that the Bears would make an announcement that they were focused on Hammond. And I would imagine no one was more disappointed than you.
Well, I think you said it exactly right. It's disappointing. It really is for a whole bunch of reasons, but unfortunately, I was not surprised because I think this is something that really just had to happen based on what happened, or I should say, what didn't happen in Springfield during the month of May. So this was bound to happen once that announcement was made on Sunday night that nobody was going to vote on the mega projects bill.
Right. So you know, and the NFL knows, the Bears want to be in Arlington Heights. Do you believe the Bears will leave Illinois, or is this a negotiation tactic?
No, I take them seriously at their word here. We've been on this road a few times. You know, initially it was Arlington Heights, and it was maybe Chicago. Then it came back to Arlington Heights. Now it's maybe Hammond or something else in Indiana. I take it seriously. A lot of folks wonder if it's just some kind of a ploy and negotiation tactic. But for us, we take it for what it is. We've spent a lot of time on this for 4 years now, and so we've done all that we can to make it happen. Now they've got to figure out, does Indiana make the best sense for them?
I had a conversation with the governor of Indiana yesterday, and it appears as if they want to gentrify that whole area. I mean, let's face it, if they could turn around all of Northwest Indiana and possibly start by building the Bears, the stadium of their dreams, I think they're willing to throw everything at it. My question is, was there ever a realistic statewide strategy in Illinois, or was it Chicago, Arlington Heights, Springfield, all operating separately?
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Yeah, I don't think you may have hit on it there. I wonder sometimes if we're all playing for the same team or aiming at the same end zone. There are times when it feels like one entity is working on one component and not really communicating with the other. And I think the perfect example of that was when the state house representatives put together a bill. It was a big bill, a lot of things in there that some people didn't like, but they passed a bill to make the mega projects program available here in Illinois, like it is in, I think, 37 other states in the United States. They did that over 5 weeks ago. It landed at the Senate side of the equation, and it did not see the light of day again until sometime right around midnight on Sunday night, which that's like studying for your final exam
right.
A minute before you go in to take your test.
And what impact did Chicago's mayor have on screwing up this deal?
Well, he was unhappy, right? He was unhappy that the Bears were going to leave Chicago. So if he was going to get involved in this, it was going to try to make some people reconsider, well, wait a minute, maybe they should stay in Chicago. And the density of that area and the number of legislators that come from that area were powerful enough to get on board with that, and nothing happened as a result.
Hey, Mayor, this is Kevin in sports. Great to talk to you. What's your level of optimism that Arlington Heights could still happen? I'm sure a lot of people still remain hopeful that they stay in Illinois and eventually build in Arlington Heights. Where are you at there?
I am in that camp. And the reason I'll say that is there's nobody that I can think of. What you don't know about me, I'm an architect. My real job is I own an architecture firm in Illinois here, and I work for developers, and I work for private entrepreneurs every day of my life. I've been doing it for 34 years. Nobody buys $200 million worth of property in a town thinking that they might go somewhere else. They absolutely want to be here. And so if I had a magic wand or a crystal ball, I would try and rally some of the folks from Springfield and try to educate them on why it's important that we all work together to make this happen. I think losing the team from Chicago to Arlington Heights is not nearly as bad as losing the team from Chicago to Indiana.
Yeah, because you're still in Cook County, and that's why the governor should have stepped in, right? I mean, who bears the most responsibility if Arlington Heights loses out? Is it the Bears or Springfield, Cook County, mayor of Chicago?
I think there's enough blame to go around there. This is a big deal. It's a big deal. When Caterpillar leaves Illinois, the Bears leave Illinois, when other groups that are gigantic fish here leave Illinois, that's saying something. And I know that Governor Pritzker did not want this to happen. He was pretty clear about it.
Your last conversation, was it with the Bears or was it with the governor?
The Bears. I spoke with them on Friday.
Yeah, and that was with Kevin Warren Friday morning, right? And you understand because you're a businessman. And because you are a businessman, I mean, you've got to look at Arlington Heights or Arlington Park. You said it was one of the most valuable redevelopment opportunities in the country. You've got to have a plan B. What does plan B look like?
Plan B is that is going to sit there as grass as long as it takes for another opportunity to surface, whether that's with the Bears, which I hope it is, or with someone else. I'm pretty confident that property is on the world stage right now. And anybody who has a big organization, hopefully a sporting team of some sort, that is the place to be. It is a wonderful opportunity, 326 acres in a great spot. So I know that's why the Bears were attracted to it. That's why they bought the land. And I know that's what they want to do. So what I really think needs to happen is that more people need to get educated on what the ask is. The ask was not a free ride. The ask was not trying to make it make the tax bill so low that all the school children had no teachers or schools. It got so blown out of proportion, the ask, and the reality of it is it was just an opportunity for a tool like so many other communities have, and our school districts here were on board with it.
Right. So if Indiana continues to offer massive incentives, should Illinois match them, or should they draw the line?
No, Illinois should not be trying to get in the business of owning the stadium. And that's where the difference is between Indiana and Illinois right now. Indiana is doing everything they can, and they will build, they will pay for, they'll own the stadium, and then they'll lease it back to the Bears. Now, I don't know all the details and all the minutiae of that, but that's not what the project is here. The Bears have said, we want to own the stadium ourselves. We want to pay taxes. We're going to build it with all private funds. We're not asking for a dollar to build the stadium. We need some help to do some of the surrounding infrastructure upgrades because it's 326 acres of raw land. Any development would require that. Doesn't matter if it's senior housing or office buildings. It's going to need some help.
Kevin's got another question.
Mayor, can you just confirm that the NFL's been to the sites? And have you heard directly from the NFL? It does sound like that, as Lisa said, that's their preferred site here. But have they been out there to scout the sites for a new stadium?
I understand they have, yes.
When do
Roger
you...
Roger Goodell was here, and I think he was also in Indiana. I think he looked at both sites with representatives from the team.
So they have narrowed down one site in Indiana. That's what the governor indicated yesterday. Is that true?
That is a great question that I don't have the answer to. I know they've talked about initially it was Gary... Then it was Hammond, then it was Portage, now it's maybe back to Hammond. So I think there's a handful of potential sites that they're thinking about.
Mayor, I got to tell you, as a Bears fan, I wanted him in Chicago. I'll be honest, I really wanted to see him stay in Chicago, but for God's sakes, I would choose Arlington Heights every day of the week over Indiana. I mean, you'd actually be easier for me to get to, but I just can't believe that this is even up for discussion. When do you think something happens next? How long are the Bears going to keep this in play?
That is a $98,000 question. How long and what happens next? What we are going to do here in Arlington Heights is be patient and be really, I think the key phrase for us is to pay attention to everything that's going on and be prepared. Be prepared so that if that long and winding road turns around and ends up back here, we're ready. And I think the Bears want that from us because I think they know that they have a home here. And so it's kind of like going off to college, right? I can always go back home if I need to. And that's what I think we have here, a really great, wonderful home for them. If this doesn't work out the way it has to be in the eyes of some, we're going to make it happen here.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
You betcha.
That is the mayor of Arlington Heights, Mayor Tenaglia. Appreciate everything he shared with us. And yes, we're late to news, but I'm telling you what, it's coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.